I need something to drink. What are these fancy chairs sitting out in front of this house? Okay, they're not that fancy. Still, free chairs if you want them. Oh, that's right. Today is the day for... I don't know if it's like this where you are. I'm constantly getting stuff taped to the front of my house, the garage door, or whatever, that says, hey, we're going to be in your neighborhood to pick up recycling. And we want basically anything you have that has metal in it. And it's not like, it's not the actual garbage company doing it. It's like just fucking dudes in a truck. That, you know, if they weren't doing this, they'd be breaking into abandoned buildings and stripping the copper wire out of the walls for meth or whatever. I don't know. It feels like once a month, it's a different company every time. It's like, oh, we're going to be in your neighborhood to take shit. And, yeah, I don't know, they just seem to want the metal. They're probably taking the metal out of whatever they get. And, you know, taking that to recycling or just taking that somewhere and just getting the per pound, just like, you know, by weight, like, hey, here's some copper. When I was in school, they used to do the recycling. There was like a recycling drive. It'd be like, hey, bring in aluminum cans, and I don't know if they gave us money directly or just like with some kind of contest for the school or whatever it was. I think it was just for the school, and being that my, you know, parents owned a business, that had a drink machine in said business for selling aluminum cans to people. I always did quite well with that. Did A-okay on that one. It's a bummer because they put the sign up on the house, and I was like, oh, great, there's this dresser that I really want to get rid of in my office. And it was very much like, we do not give a fuck about wood. Fuck wood is pretty much what it said. I was like, well, there's kind of metal in the handles on the dresser, right? But I'm not gonna drag it all the way out there so that those guys can just spray paint fuck wood NWO on it and leave it there. I wish I had an axe. Chop up that dresser. That'd be kind of fun. I was also thinking maybe it would be cool to kick it apart with my foot. Just fucking karate that dresser into pieces small enough to fit in the garbage can. Just fucking axe kicks all day, just bring it back down on it and just, yeah, you know? Yeah. We're going to the gas station. I should check and see if I need gas. No. But that's not going to stop us from going to the gas station. All right. Okay. I bought 2 drinks. You know? Fuck it. Let's live, you know? But I'll probably drink one of these drinks, like, later in the day. That's the theory, anyway. Because if I drink these 2 tall cans, that'd probably be bad. I don't need to do that. But I did buy this Rockstar Punch. I like the Rockstar Punch. I don't necessarily, want to be drinking it all the time. I don't drink a lot of non-diet drinks these days, so, you know, this one having calories in it is a little weird, but then this guy has a bumper sticker that says, "Keep America Buddha full." Buddha-full, like Buddha. Like the Buddha, like the little laughing statue man. Keep America Buddha full. And then another one that says, occupy your, and then a picture of a heart. Like a heart symbol, not a heart, not an actual heart. Keep America Buddha-ful. It's got a URL on it for something. Where did the heart symbol come from? It's not shaped... Real hearts are not shaped that like that. Why did that become the universally accepted symbol for, you know, hearts? That's my Wikipedia question for the day. I was actually pretty disappointed by the handling and control of this driving game. It's a driving game where you have to, you're driving with a lady whose heart is hooked up to the car. And you can't drive too fast, or it kills her. And if you drive too slow, it kills her. So there's this range of speed you need to try to stay in. And that's kind of it. It's got a, you know, 80s neon vibe, kind of synthwave thing. Probably won't do anything with it. It's just a little too slight. Hit roll, I don't know. It's a neat idea that it feels like it's not I like the look of it, though. The screenshots look nice. Like, you know, video of it in action looked good. The soundtrack seems good. But yeah, you know, it's just... didn't really... It doesn't play especially well. The outdrive, it's not... would not recommend it as a video game. There and I just noticed them today or what, but some horses over there. That's my story. Alright, let's see what's going on in the rest of the world. And by the rest of the world, I mean let's listen to the radio. Okay? Yep. Ah, the latest jam from Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi. Disappointed, Lil Uzi. A name like Lil Uzi, I feel like, you know, there's a promise being made to the listener.
Biggest star in the world right now.
Or D-list has-beens.
Loser! You're a loser! You make me sick, you big baby!
All the gossip, rumors, and news is right here in Celebrity Wire.
All these famous people are doing some crazy things.
Sounds like a gossip to me.
On Sway in the Morning.
All right, 55 minutes. 57 minutes until the hour. Tracy G, what you got? Hold on, let's get you on the right mic real quick.
Okay,
go ahead.
We good to go? All right. So Dr. Luke, we all know him, mega producer, Kesha, big time pop star. She accused him of emotional and sexual abuse, saying that he was calling her fat, she needs to lose weight, saying that she's comparable to a freaking refrigerator. Then it got even deeper, where she accused him of rape. So this has been going on for a while, because you guys may recall this lawsuit was first brought up sometime, like a couple years ago, 2 years ago. Now, last week, a New York Supreme Court judge denied Kesha a preliminary injunction that would have allowed her to make music outside her sixth album contract with Dr. Luke. That's what she wants to get out of. Now, she signed to his production label, which is a Sony subsidiary. And, you know, he also put out a countersuit. So she's been receiving all of this support and love from other artists like Lady Gaga, Kelly Clarkson, Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift even took it far by donating $250,000 to quote-unquote help Kesha with any of her financial needs during this trying time. Now, for the past 10 years, she's claiming Dr. Luke sexually, physically, verbally, emotionally abused her. She's also saying that he gave her drugs that knocked her unconscious. And that's when he began to rape her. His side, that we have not heard, he is vehemently denying these allegations. He's calling them an extortion attempt by an artist who is just tripping and unhappy with the way her career is going. And he immediately countersued her. And not even just her as an artist, her mother and also her manager for defamation and breach of contract. He went on Twitter last night for the first time to talk about this, to dispute these claims even further. He was talking about how, you know, once we hear allegations of rape, we can't be so quick to always side with the victim. And he cited, you know, this 2015 story that Rolling Stone did about gang rape at University of Virginia and how that became discredited. He said that he and Kesha were friends for many years. He said that she was like my little sister. He said he never had sex with her. He said that he has multiple sisters. He has daughters. He was raised by a feminist mother, and that the truth will prevail, and in time we will all know it. And he also referenced back in 2011 when Kesha had a testimony and she said that he never raped her, but her side of it is that she was forced to lie under oath because he was threatening to commit an act of violence against her. It's a lot.
That's a lot to take in, and I hope none of these allegations are true, because I wouldn't want anyone to have to go through that.
Right.
But a lie detector test would help. If they both took one, that'd be interesting. Heather, you said, and I agree, sometimes you never know what happens in a music studio. It's music going, people vibing, they're connecting. You know, music, you connect spiritually if you catch a zone.
Mm-hmm.
And things do go down. It's a lot of drugs, sometimes alcohol, weed, smoke, the whole nine. But, after hearing this story twice, it puzzles. Demi Lovato lashed out about Taylor Swift donating $250,000 as opposed to speaking out more on women's rights, women's issues. And I'm sitting there thinking about it. Why do you think she did that? Is it a disdain for Taylor? Like, why would Demi do that?
Well, she said that she wasn't speaking about Taylor when Taylor's fans started tweeting her. But the timing of it is pretty curious, you know what I mean? Because it was right after the reports about Taylor. I'm not really sure. Maybe there is some type of, like, hidden beef that's been brewing but just hasn't caught the public attention. I see what she's saying, but I feel like we're always asking artists to put their money where their mouth is, in a sense. And I feel like what speaks louder than words is a $250,000 check.
I mean,
to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. But it got to go, because eventually the check gets spent. And that's, but if you bought that cause, the continued support of bringing awareness to that cause, I think would speak as more, even more volumes.
What's the check for? Legal fees?
Legal fees.
Yeah.
For legal fees. Once you go through the legal fees.
Which is very helpful.
Ooh, it's just scandalous right now between divas, boy. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. But that's unfortunate. Lady Gaga is supporting
his
work with Dr. Luke.
I just got an email, Lena Dunham, you know, from Girls. She's in support of Kesha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a lot of women.
That are coming forth being in support of Kesha. Thank you, Tracy G.
Yeah.
For that celebrity wire.
Of course.
Heather, who you support?
Me.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my own side,
because
all of it just sound fishy. None of us was there. We don't know what happened. I'm glad that he did, unlike Dr. Bill Cosby. I'm glad that he came out and just said he immediately spoke out and immediately countersued her and said, this is not true. But we don't know. We just don't know. This is messy. And as Sway said, sometimes take the test. Go back on court, lie.
Take the test.
Go do what you got to go do.
In other situations, something like a sexual assault is very sensitive, so I don't like
that. Yeah, right. So we're not making light of that at all.
And also, if you're saying over a 10-year span someone's been doing something, I would also suggest to build your case. You know what I mean? You guys are communicating via text messages, I'm sure. Screenshot what you can. Take photographs of what you can. Record what you can as well.
If there's a case,
yes,
you should definitely do that.
That's what will help.
But in other situations, I know that most of these artists, I believe maybe 10% of what you get through the news cycle at this point, you know, because I've seen and heard dudes come up with, you know, this has nothing to do with what Kesha is doing. But I've had dudes lie to me in my face.
Right.
With questions I knew the answer to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And swear by it.
Right. Almost convince you that you wrong.
No, make me think I went crazy. Right. I'm like, man, I know the truth.
Yeah,
like,
it's insulting.
So you just never know with these artists sometimes.
Rule number one. Both
sides. It's a dirty game.
Come on.
Tracy, thank you. We want to thank Little Uzi Vert for coming by today as well.
I like him. All right. We had him.
Tomorrow's show, we got Viola Davis coming by.
My goodness.
And Angela Bassett is coming
by. Wow. That's a hell of a tag team.
Who else, Kelly? Yep.
From Straight Outta Compton.
Yes.
Aldis Hodge from Straight Outta Compton.
We'll be by too. And so make sure you tune in. Heather, how can they reach you?
Nope. Hit me up at the happy hour, WHB on Instagram, Twitter. You heard what it is, baby. Another one hitting your satellites right here on Hip Hop Nation. I am Nina Nine, checking in with you and unlocking that door. You know, I've been for the next couple of hours, so you already know we got a lot lined up for you today.
I already know.
I got some throwbacks for you and brand new music. I'm going to be shooting it off at 3 p.m. Eastern when I hit that gun range for target practice. So I definitely need you here for that. I got a new one from Yo Gotti and a new one from French Montana. This is going to like me. So be here for 3 p.m. Eastern once again. But right now, it's time for me to drop some of your requests. So get at me with something good. Let me know what you want to hear. What's going to make your day?
I want to hear something bad. What's going to make my day is hearing the worst rap music.
Wait. 3. Hey. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need smoke, but she swear I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, high sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Is you rolling? I might be. You the shit, you the sugar, honey, ice tea. What I got?
Yeah, thanks. You've done what I asked. My request has been fucking fulfilled. By you playing fucking garbage.
The movement is the rhythm. Wind it back. Little time got the beat to make your booty go. Introduce myself, my name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo ladies, oh how I love.
rappers in the back ten. Please allow me to bump me. I'm stepping tall, y'all. And just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl. Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the 4B. All the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big.
How many times do you think Shock G had sex with the nose on? With the Humpty nose on? Do you think there were any times he had to pretend he was Humpty Hump while having sex?
Just grab him in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do is give Humpty a chance. And now I'm gonna do my dance. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Look at that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First, I lift to the side like my leg was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. Say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fitter, a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when the doodle jump, drunk points the finger like a slap. Tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
spin.
Classic hip hop.
Something original.
On Sirius XM.
Rockstar Punch, this is not, this is ain't for tunnels, man. This is for drinking outside when the weather's nice. I'm getting into this now. And I'm not, I am fucking with this Rockstar.
I've been working like a fiend, I mean, right? I ain't fucking with it if it don't seem
for the record.
Motherfuckers wanna gas like a green light. Then that shit pop off and they
though. Mind on my money, give a fuck about a hoe. Money like mine, only come, never go.
When you finna fall off?
Never though. Putting that shit back like we been there before. Like you got it for low, like you got it, like whoa. Hand on my business, I'm in this, I'm ready, I'm steady. This life is the only I know. Fuck about another man, talk about another man money. Get the fuck from me. Logic the realest, I don't give a fuck if you hate this or feel this. As long as you feeling this dick. Front and in front of my eyes, that shit be making me sick.
Nigga wondering why, like where I be. I ain't fucking with you. Real niggas don't talk about the dirt they did. I ain't fucking with you. We used to be a home. I ain't fucking with you. Money look good on me, don't. I ain't fucking with you. 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 Hell no, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you. Niggas be too fake, man. Getting a blowjob in an old school Lamborghini Countach. I ain't kicking with no niggas. I ain't beefing with no niggas. I'm just trying to get my pockets on Oprah. These niggas bitches got my name in their mouth like Motar. Meanwhile, I've been on my own shit, sitting on my throne, getting bent like a football. You gotta be about your money. Never let another motherfucker count your money. The niggas in your circle is not your homies if they don't fuck with you without your money. It's certain niggas I won't fuck with. Pussy ass niggas on the internet. Keep me off your timeline. 50 niggas waiting at your doorstep. Gotta watch your homies, can't trust them all.
This seems like a sound policy. I can't really find any faults with it.
20 million later and I'm still waiting. 36 mafia spies, you niggas. 6 niggas from the mud still flying, you niggas. Real niggas respect real niggas. I can't give a fuck about the realest niggas. Nigga wonder why?
You might not get to see it. That's a new Ferrari. Man in the mirror, how you choose to bother. Someone said it calling. I don't feel like talking. Everything could get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel the unimportant. Call my doggy say
it. I don't like that track much at all.
Enjoying the music.
Sirius XM.
Here comes the outstanding, my murder, all the
hip-hop and R&B from the 90s and 2000s. All right?
The Spot, Sirius XM Fly.
You guys talking about the Division? I definitely did some jumping jacks and some other shit like that in the Dark Zone as a way to try to, you know, signify that I was not troubled, or that I didn't want trouble, I guess. I hope that game's good. I hope it's good. I hope there's, like, good things to do in that game. The core of it seems sound and interesting. However, you know, who knows which version this is. This is the fucking 9-hour version. Where Wonder Mike just reads the phone book for a while.
I said a hit. Damn it. They committed a hit. They have a copy. You don't stop the rocket to the bad man. We can say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie.
Say what?
Get a fly girl, gonna get some spanking.
top off in a death OJ. Everybody go, oh,
well, it's on and up and on and up and up. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the fox ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the best rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said, bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking your dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of eye. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. I'm like a hot one, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop, but come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep it strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Get on the floor. I'm gonna freak your head. I'm gonna freak your day. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I said a one, two, three, four. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said one, two, three, four. Tell me one to my, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hip to the hip, and the hip, hip, the hop, and you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, make the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle be bop, we rock Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Because you're rocking in a room with a summer sun. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out. Baby, mama, to the boogie, do bang, bang, the boogie to the beat, beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
Good point. Fuck Superman.
Stop. I go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today?
Save me.
drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, guys, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master T so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock, it was Friday night. I was rocking to your beat, feeling all right. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then this fly, fly girl with a sexy lead. She came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white ass shoes. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time
for the release.
My vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you. A little rap to make it boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2. And let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut in the jams and making it free for you to party. Got to have the moves, so we'll get right down and give you a groove for you to dance. You got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now the system's on and the girls are there. You definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact. That's to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you dance on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind. Yeah, I let you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we good. To the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Now come alive, girls, and get on your feet. And to the rhythm of the beat, to the beat, the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. And to the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on. And to the break of dawn, I got the man coming on right now. He's guaranteed you, no doubt. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fans, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang.
Without the boogie bang, no way.
Like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down. It's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. The freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good?
Yes.
I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished your hour, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dreaming of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, and a hip hip, a hobby, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang. You can say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Can you hip beat to the shoot me do? I said, come on, make the people move.
I go toot the hose and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rap so well, a big bang.
Is there clientele? Just to reiterate.
6 years old, I never forgot.
Look, it was the 70s, you know? They wanted to talk about clientele so bad that he had to rhyme clientele with clientele.
So from 6 to 6 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to chump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, and this man, a little black book, this new one's rhymes, and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is called originality. Because my lines are on, from what you've heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more than I own tonight, so the sucker MCs can bite all night. I take a chop, y'all, a beat, beat, y'all, a left rock. You know, stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say
what? Get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friends. I like
you doing to do?
Well, I like Johnny Carson on the late show. I like fucking Crocker in stereo. I like the bar game singing Holy Ghost. The sound of those down. I didn't play the most. Just like my man, Kevin Sky. His name D. Earn with the Super Spur. We rock and we don't stop. Get on, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you big. You come alive, girl. Get on your feet. I like a baby bass in with all the games. Like where I'm from, so without the face. Like the bar game. On the mic, like getting the mic down for you to not like moving your body so you don't know how. Right to the rhythm and throw down. Like coming alive, you the master G, the brother who rocks the vicious thing. And then the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it. At the age of three, it was you and me. Rock you to the sounds of the master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor. Give me all of me what you bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no doubt with the master G. So with the way I'm I went on, I gotta run on down to the beat, you see, getting right on down, making all the girls just stick off the cross to the beat, to beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great to learn like the eight.
Stunting slow motion for a real nigga. I'm going up that incredible potion and I'ma deal with you.
got a Victoria's Secret sitting that ass. Let me pull some more hip and Hennessy in your glass. Would I be violating if I grab me a handful? I'm knowing what's happening. All I want is a sample. Who you with?
Trapped in the tunnel behind a Diet Pepsi truck. Maybe it's just a Pepsi truck. The truck is very close to the roof and the walls of this tunnel, also.
Now these motherfuckers know we can't remote heat in a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a leak when I spin, then it won't be into a hit. Hurry, fuck you, literate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes there hard with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Nigga get so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta play like you ain't wet with two pairs of clothes on. Now get your ass in the back, get the flat to the track, Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Pump it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking. In the glass, I'm popping like ozone. We keep hoes front like Trigger Man. We really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, that shit getting sold on the flip, getting blow with the motherfucking Jigger Man. We be big pimpin', spin the cheese. We be big pimpin' on BLADs. We be big pimpin' down in PAT. It's just that Jigger Man, Pimp C and B-U-N-B. Cause we be big pimpin', spin the cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLADs.
Smoking hot, pouring up, keeping lit up in my cup. All my car got lead in wood, in my hood we call it buck. Everybody wanna ball, holler brawl at the mall. Be up, watch the ball, nigga, I can't fuck with y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I was in me by Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily, no rest till white and payment. Now what y'all know about the chicken bars? Coming down and candy toys, smoking weed and talking.
We be big
Go. Why are you not? What? There's no one. Oh. Illegal left turn. That's why you weren't fucking going. Asshole.
Sirius XM Fly.
One of my most amazing, funnest records to ever record with my man Uncle Snoop. When I tell you, man, this was the most smokiest studio session ever.
Ain't nothing else to say.
Y'all know what the outcome is.
So we had to write a song about it. Yeah, this your boy Akon, and I am Fly.
Thanks for the, like, not actual insight into the making of your song, Akon.
By your coattail, take it to the motel. Wholesale, don't tell, won't tell. Baby say I don't talk, dog, but she told on me. Oh well, take a picture with me. What the flick gon' do? Baby, stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. Ego double G, and I'm here to put this dick on you. I'm stuck on pussy, and yours is weak. Rip riding the poles, and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause pussy is pussy, and baby, I'm pussy for life.
Nothing like a tender love song early in the morning. Into my lane, preventing. Now I missed this light. That's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
From a tree with no vaseline, just imagine a little bit of gasoline.
uncut and uncensored. New 45 flavor.
If you don't like the product, keep your mouth shut.
On J45.
Okay. The reason those particular ideas are so important to me.
Hey, yo, the clip's so long, it got a curve.
Right out my mama back hall, they got served.
Still spinning slow hands when we copping birds.
I got shot, ate the bullets, they was all dirt.
I only wanted it if it's wrapped up. Polish in his body like a Mack truck.
The blue money in the safe stacked up. Gold cuffs on the fair gum belt, matched up.
Hey, yo, throwing up red sticks while you niggas starving. Billy has back to pictures saying nigga ballin'.
I throw a yell on the scale. Rocket and tank it, ready for like McHale. The OG, white and pale, nigga smell.
12 gold slugs, man, Chanel.
Uh-huh.
Shootouts in broad day, baby.
100K shit from Haiti. If I was you, I'd hate me too. I've seen some rhyming over beats that I used to hear on KTU. Sounded bad, Euro, they can't mess with Euro front. I go in, the flow vary, plus the theory is low end. So sell whatever heat you got. 10 L shit, only skills, my order and pin wells hit the pizza spot. Used to run the streets a lot, like Manolo, hollering pictures in the pictures that he eats to twat.
All right. I'm here, and that's wonderful. So, I'll see you guys later. It's Tuesday, right? Tuesday. Got it. Tuesday.